before Paul early. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. We're going to get to a story focused on how remote work is actually impacting urban centers around the country. Certainly commercial real estate going through a bit of a challenge these days, no doubt about it. Let's call it at least a bit of a transition. Not the same old. The pandemic changed so many things about our lives, the way we work, as we know so well. And certainly one of the things that's changed is demand and occupancy of buildings, commercial real estate, et cetera, in urban settings. We'll get to that in a second. Before we do, let's get to something really important. Mark, did you discover that today is, what was it, National Beer Day?
It's National Beer Day.
Yeah, we always love highlighting important days, milestones, vacation days, whatever it may be, holidays. This is an important one, Mark.
It sure is. You know, Michigan is home to about 400 plus breweries. And
it's incredible.
Yeah, isn't it? We got some of the best beer around.
Some of the best beer around. And we, as citizens of the great state of Michigan, us Michiganders, love our beer, don't we?
Sure do. We got Bell's Brewery, Founders Brewery, Mitten Brewing Company, and the iconic Two-Hearted Ale.
Incredible. And wasn't Michigan just recently recognized as the number one state in America for beer lovers? So says the study.
Sure is. GreatLakes.com rated all 50 states for beer lovers based on three metrics: ratings of beer brewed in the state, amount of breweries per capita, and average price of a 24-pack. And we ranked pretty good in all those categories.
Interesting. You know, we're known for a lot of things. Known for a lot of things here in the state of Michigan. I have to confess, who knew that we were a top-rated state for beer lovers? That's a new one on me.
Just another feather in our cap.
Right. Another feather in our cap. We'll take it all, right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's positive. It's positive. Another great business sector, business industry, beer.
And I think also Grand Rapids specifically is nationally ranked as the top beer destination.
Wow.
To the state of Michigan, but this, you know, Grand Rapids specifically.
And so, is that because what's happening in Grand Rapids? Is that there's more breweries, microbreweries? What makes Grand Rapids?
Well, Jeff, you know, it's the west side of the state and it's lovely over there.
Okay, it's just a lovely spot to be enjoying a beer. Okay.
Yeah, I could.
How about right. this
No, there
side?
Are many. There, the west
We're
side.
Doing pretty
many
good.
Many would argue if you're having a great beer, you could be anywhere and be happy, right?
Right.
That's right. All right.
Well, speaking of beer, a lot of it was consumed yesterday at opening day, I'm sure, no doubt. Wish our team did a little better, as we had said earlier, but still a great day here in the city of Detroit to be a Detroiter. Many call it a holiday, opening day here in Detroit. And might be a long season on the field, but no less still enjoyable to get the family down, enjoy the more global experience of going down to the old ballpark, right?
Yeah. How about the way they honored Cabrera? That was pretty cool, his last opening day.
That was very cool and very deserving, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I love about his career, and it just a lot of it is circumstance, obviously, which I love is the way he performed on the field, the stats he racked up, all the awards and recognition. He's a major, major star, obviously.
Yeah.
This guy's a player, to say the least, but, and, you know, will always be remembered for being that. From the time he started to rise to stardom to the peak of his career to now, as he goes out, he did it all in Detroit Tigers uniform.
Yeah.
You don't see that in sports that much these days.
No, I was just going to say, you don't see anybody being loyal to that extent, I feel like, in sports these days. And how about for the players that are playing with him now, or even in the last few years, actually? Like, what a special honor to say, like, yeah, I played with Miggy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's something special behind that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, when you play with a star like that, that's something you remember. How about all the pitchers that pitched to him, those that struck him out, those that gave up the long ball? They'll all remember playing with Miguel Cabrera for sure. No doubt he's left a major impact on the game. Certainly here at the Tigers, proud to have had him be here with us through the entirety of his career, the significant part of his career, certainly. You don't even see that in college sports these days. You know, now with the transfer portal and everything else, players are here one day, you enjoy them, you applaud them, you recognize their stardom, and then they're gone.
They're gone.
You know,
yeah.
They're gone. And
it's hard to create that connection with the players when, you know, as a fan, they could go through the transfer portal and they're gone. Then who knows where they're off to? I mean, there's something to be said for living out your career in a city or at a college or whatever.
Right.
And for the fans who get to enjoy that player that they love so much, the jersey that many of them wear, the number, I mean, he's been here. So that's great. All in all, a really good day. Listen, there's a study out indicating that things may be turning around for some of the commercial centers. You know, lots of companies now calling their workers back into the office, at least in a hybrid model, as we know, you know, during the heart of the pandemic, a little heart there, but certainly during the heat of the pandemic, many of those offices sat empty for a year, a couple of years in some cases, and still today, not fully occupied. But good news out, we're seeing New York City, for example, if you take that as a bellwether, in 20 and 21, population down in the urban center, now up 17,000 people over the last year. We'll keep an eye on this. Maybe, just maybe, things beginning to turn around for urban centers. So as I say, we'll keep a close eye on it. But data does show people returning to urban centers, people returning to the office, of course. And that's a good sign that we're getting back to some kind of normalcy. Now, speaking of normalcy, part of all of our normal routines here in the city, Detroit, is to tune in to the Paul W. Show to start our day. We've got Ann Thomas standing by to tell us what's coming up next on the Paul W. Show. Ann, good morning.
Well, good morning, Jeff and Kristen and Mark. I'll tell you what, I went to opening day yesterday, and that
you
was
did
quite
in style, no
the
less.
Party. And- Well, I did my best, but I've got Sean here too to talk a little bit about the game. But I got to tell you, you're talking about today being National Beer Day. I think there was a lot of beer consumed yesterday in Detroit at opening day. I'm not sure there's enough beer left for the day, the actual day today.
What is that? Ann, does that have something to do with Sean?
No. Sean's just coming in for his expertise with regard to baseball.
An opinion.
He's going to tell you a little bit about how the Tigers did.
Tough one yesterday. Yeah. Tough one yesterday. They lose 6-3. You know, it started out rather positive. Jake Rogers hit that home run in the second inning, and everybody was going crazy. But, you know, unfortunately, there are some holes with the team this year. I think starting pitching being one of them, and all of a sudden...
And hitting being the other.
You know, it's but what's in, lately, they've actually scored a few runs. So, not enough, though. They lose 6-3, but the series... continues tomorrow. They have a 3-game set with the Boston Red Sox.
All right. Very
good. And they're
fun
to watch.
We're homers, right? We're going to stay optimistic. We're going to love our team no less. We're going to enjoy the experience being down at the stadium. Appreciate it. You guys had a great day yesterday, and you're going to have a great show coming up ahead. We'll be tuned in, as we all will be, as we always do, to the Paul W. Show coming up next right here on WJR.